At Code RVA, students will gain more than a high school diploma. They'll earn college credits and computer science certifications. They'll apply what they're learning through paid internships. It's a new model that's innovative in a number of ways, says Board Chair Gail Harding.
First, it's going to provide a blended learning format for students, which will include online learning with face-to-face learning. The other thing that Code RVA will do is really provide students with a very work-embedded opportunity so that the students will take courses and will have opportunities to actually work increasingly more as the program moves forward from their freshman year to their senior year. Another aspect of Code RVA, it's really focused on competency as opposed to seat time. Their learning will be individualized, and they will travel each at their own rate and have the opportunity for the teachers to work with them on the online and job-embedded aspects of the program.
Code RVA is a public regional high school. It will serve students from 12 area school districts, including Chesterfield, Goochland, Hanover, and Prince George, in addition to Richmond and Petersburg. Executive Director Michael Bowling says the idea came out of national discussions about what the next generation of high schools could look like.
The Virginia legislature actually acted upon a lot of these national discussions and offered some innovative high school grants that really gave the Code RVA group of superintendents, the participating school divisions in Central Virginia, the ability to come up with and propose a model to the state, an innovative model that approaches learning very differently.
Code RVA's model uses blended learning. That's a mix of face-to-face instruction and self-guided online activities. All of that takes place within the bricks-and-mortar setting of the school. It also uses integrated learning, which merges content objectives from multiple courses into one class.
So, for instance, we'll be teaching a course called Global Studies in lieu of teaching two discrete courses, one in English and one in history. So students will be reading in context of historical events that they're studying, both fiction and nonfiction, primary and secondary sources. We hope that this will engage the student more in the reading based on the historical event.
And a lot of these integrated courses will also have a computer science component. Code RVA is partnering with technology company Max Potential to provide paid internships for 11th and 12th graders.
So Max Potential would receive contracts from business owners that need work done in the computer science related work. Our students will be handling that work for Max Potential and learning from the project managers and developers that already exist at Max Potential.
For parents and potential students who are listening, could one of you describe what a typical semester might look like?
I think the thing that really stood out in our conversations with parents and students, and I think something that was really appealing to students who were interested in technology, was that there isn't going to be a typical day. It depends on the content areas that they're working on in terms of they may meet individually with a teacher. Small groups may meet individually with a teacher. Students can work independently as long as they are progressing and teachers will be monitoring their work. I think the project-based aspect will be that students will be working on projects with their classmates in areas of similar interest. And I think all along, the idea is that these students are going to know that the activities that they're involved in are career-focused. So they enter the program with an understanding that they are interested in a career in technology, and specifically in coding.
One of Code RVA's goals is to help the region fill the growing number of computer science jobs. Another, says Board Chair Gail Harding, is to address racial, economic, and gender inequities in STEM-related education.
All of the information that comes out on STEM careers indicates that we have a diversity issue in the field. So one of the things that Code RVA is focusing on is the fact that this is an all-inclusive program, and regardless of gender, race, ethnicity, culture, all students will be welcome to attend. one of the ways that we've been trying to address providing information for students and parents and also addressing the need for diversity is to literally go into the neighborhood schools and provide informational sessions. And that's been a valuable opportunity to really hear from parents and students as well in terms of what kinds of questions they have about a new type of high school.
What are you hearing from parents and students? What kind of questions do they have?
Many of the questions that parents ask is about the structure of a school day, trying to imagine how their child will be able to manage in an individualized learning setting. I think one of the things that Michael has shared to parents is that the program is not for everyone. It is really an opportunity for parents and their children to think about whether they want to be in a self-paced program that does have adult teacher support, but at the same time, the students have to have a passion for the content.
Why are you excited about Code RVA and what sort of impact do you think it'll have on the greater Richmond community?
I mean, as a board member, I am interested in the policies behind what creates these types of schools. And I do think that our country and our state we've been in a different place in terms of preparing students for the workforce and for college. From a policy standpoint, I think we are now going to be able to offer truly individualized instruction without some of the mandates and restrictions that have historically been part of a traditional K-12 or high school setting. I think we're pushing the edges of the envelope in terms of what education looks like. And I think that the more we do that, the more we can demonstrate both for our Commonwealth and for the country, that public education does have the opportunity to provide diverse learning, diverse opportunities, and a variety of different structures for students to be able to enter the workforce or college.
On the operational end, I think about kids, and I think about how they feel about learning now in a traditional school setting, and how this setting might engage them more in many ways through the applied nature of the program, through a focus on the project-based learning that integrates real-world experiences into their learning and applies the content through and through and throughout the entire program. I also get excited about providing a more diverse workforce for our employers in the Richmond area and Virginia.
Code RVA High School is also partnering with the nonprofit Code VA. That's the Computer Science Education and Advocacy Organization, and they'll be providing professional development to Code RVA teachers. The application deadline to attend Code RVA High School this fall is February 24th. Learn more and find additional education coverage at ideastations.org/learningcurve. For Learning Curve, I'm Catherine Kump, WCVE News.